Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, let me ask you about Kyle from Waltham. You want Kyle from Waltham here? Kyle Schwalber back
Waltham,
next year?
I do. I like Kyle from Waltham, okay? But my issue is, where is he going to play?
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I don't think anyone wants to do that whole experiment again. It's too stressful for me. He's not an outfielder. He's not a first baseman. I don't care how hard he works, okay? God forbid one ball, you know, comes to him that he can't handle. He's screwed mentally for the rest of the game. So the only way you're going to keep him on is if he's your DH. So if that's the case, then, you know, then JD has got to go. He's got to be Dunsky.
See, I don't see it happening. I look at Kyle Schwalber as like kind of like a summer fling. You know what I mean? Like a summer. He's a summer fling. You meet this girl down at the beach. She's beautiful. She's a lot of fun. She drinks, you know.
Maybe she drinks.
Yeah, but you look at her and you say, you know what? She's just, it's nothing there long term. This isn't like a long term relationship because, you know,
she smokes
cigarettes.
Oh.
You know, she's like a Republican. You're a Democrat. She doesn't want kids. Maybe you do. But the summer is so much fun. Like, it's so much fun.
There's no real, both know that it's over
when
the summer ends.
It's so much fun that you actually start talking to yourself like, maybe this can work.
Ah.
You know, I don't really want kids anyway. We just won't talk politics, and I've always wanted to try picking up smoking as a hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you start trying to justify, like, it's because it's so much fun. And then she goes away, and while she's away, you're sort of like, yeah, but you know what? This ain't going to work.
Best decision I ever made in my life.
It ain't going to work. Don't think it's going to work.
But you feel like the Red Sox have that type of relationship. He comes in half the season.
Love him.
He's hurt at first.
Fun.
Great clubhouse guy.
Yep.
He makes fun of himself after he screws up a play. Fans love him.
Yep.
Can't get rid of this
and
guy.
And you realize he can't play first, he can't play left. He was three for his last 28.
Yeah.
He had a career year. This isn't really him. You think you can replace JD and hit 330 and 110 every year? No. He's a 240, 250 hitter. He'll pop 30, but, you know, he'll strike out. He'll take his walks. He can't play anywhere in the field. I don't see JD opting out. Like, I don't, and even if just the DH, I just think there's other bats out there that you can be a little more flexible than a guy that needs to be a DH the rest of his career here.
So he gone.
Yeah, I just don't see him bringing him back.
And look, to me, that what you just say, there are so many issues with him. This is another one of those players where people fall in love with him during the postseason, and then most teams, irresponsible team, will sit there and go, you know what? Dude, this is great. This is who he is. And they'll overpay him to get him to stay, and then the next year will be a disaster. It'll be a disaster, and they'll regret every last moment of it.
It's kind of like, you know, the postseason, like, opens your eyes to some things, right? And it kind of can create different. Like, if the Red Sox never made the postseason, everybody would be so excited about Hunter Renfro coming back next year. Like, they'd be so excited. Oh, my God.
He's got a cannon.
What a great free agent signing. You paid him $3 million. He's arbitration eligible the next 2 years. You get 30 bombs. What a steal from, you know, Chaim Bloom. Now nobody wants him back, you know, and he's not going anywhere. And you could say Kike Hernandez. They're kind of like, he's okay. He's a utility guy. Yeah, whatever. Center field, but he's just a utility guy. This was the problem with the team this year. Chaim Bloom went out and got a bunch of utility guys. They ain't going to work. Nothing going to work. Now we want to give him $30 million for a year. You know what I mean?
So well,
now
you don't have to.
Now you want to extend him forever.
You don't have to.
And he's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, and he gives you flexibility. He could play. He could be your everyday second baseman next year if you want to go get a center fielder.
Utility guy.
So it's just, it is what is the Schwarber, though. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I still, like, in the end, as fun as he was, just like that summer fling, it's just not a fit.
Yeah,
it's
so
just not meant long term.
I guess you're probably right, which is fine. But I'm just curious as far as, because right now you're already talking about major moves. What's this team going to look like?
Erod's
like,
another
one. Most important, Erod, Xander, Schwarber, obviously, JD,
Devers' extension.
I mean, what is your outfield? If Verdugo's not going anywhere, you assume Kiki's still going to be there. What does right field look like? Who's playing first base?
I think with Heim Bloom, too, you could see a lot of movement, too. You know, a lot of movement. I think you could see a whole new bullpen, just the way he works.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.